Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Wonderful.
Well, good evening.
How are you? How are you, Marco?
I think I look like you feel.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this alpha gall is going crazy.
I don't know. I got
thing
the other
have.
Day. I just got something. I don't know what it is. But
we can
make the best out of it. But I already got two people missing. The two stars of the show that was going to tell us stories didn't show up yet.
That's okay. Just the way it is, We'll move on. We'll talk about whatever we want to talk about tonight.
McKeever is in Montana. He's fishing. He hasn't come back from fishing yet. And his dad called me to tell me that he would be late.
Okay. No problem. No worries,
Argo just thinks she fell asleep again.
There you go. All righty. Been one of them crazy weeks, and we do what we got to do. But the new thing that's going on right now, there's some action going on in Kentucky, supposedly.
I was trying to get Doyle on in
Mammoth Cave National Park. Yeah, well, every week is a little bit different. The Mammoth Cave National Park, there was a a story that came out today. I've been, you know, I get sent everything from everybody. Basically what happened is, well, I'll just read it to you because I think it's a little suspect. Okay, so there's a place called Cave City in Kentucky here, probably around 3 hours south of me. And we actually went to this cave system once. God, I can't remember how long ago, looking for Bigfoot. Big cover-up, government, you know, vans and all that kind of stuff. But basically federal officials, because it's a federal thing, are investigating reports that a man fired a gunshot while camping at Mammoth Cave National Park, an incident that another camper says was prompted by an alleged sighting of Bigfoot. So here's somebody saying something else happened, which is, you know, hearsay. Mammoth Cave said that the law enforcement ranger responded early Sunday to a report of a person with a firearm at one of the Kentucky's park back country campsites. And it's all over WDRB News here in Louisville, Jeffersonville. A guy named Brad Ginn told news outlets that he and his girlfriend were camping nearby, and they were awakened by at 1 a.m. by a man with his son. The man said they were going to investigate some strange noises that he kept hearing. Ginn said then he heard a gunshot minutes later, and the man returned to say that Bigfoot had emerged from the woods, so he fired his gun at him. Ginn, who was a smart man, took him and his girlfriend, decided to leave and report the incident. Park spokesperson Molly Schalder says the investigation continues and the park is safe to visit. But that's it. That was the Bigfoot news that was all over the place here in the last couple of days. But, you know, like I said, it sounds a little suspect, just the way it is. You know, kind of sounds like the guy Jin's a smart man, and he moved on over to actually, Doyle just showed up here. Let me bring Doyle in here. You listening to us, Doyle?
Hello.
Doyle Halcom. So tell us,
Doyle Halcom. Here I am.
What do you think about this Mammoth Cave sighting?
Hey, have guns, we'll shoot. All I gotta say,
have you done any investigating on that, Doyle?
This has always been my theory, and Tommy will tell you. If I see wild creature, and I've got my guns on me, which I always do, there'll be no more wild creature.
Ain't that the truth?
Take care of business, baby, like Elvis used to say. TCB, take care of business.
TCB. You know, so, Doyle, have you heard anything about this sighting up there? Did you do any investigating about it?
There's... Tommy, I've been bombarded. Like I say, we've had so many sightings here in Kentucky that it's been crazy here in the last few weeks. And I'm trying to keep up with them. I've got some of my good buddies. I've got the Bean Boys with me that I've recruited. I've got my nephews coming on board and everybody. And we're all going out and we're trying to investigate these things and see what we can find out. But we're just having just bombardments of Bigfoot sightings, and they're getting aggressive. These things are getting aggressive. They're getting mean to people here. They are they're throwing rocks. They're growling. They're attacking. They're doing everything. It's horrible.
I think Bigfoot finally getting revenge.
It's worse than Democratic debates. They're attacking each other left and right.
There you go. Yeah, they're all eating themselves also, aren't they? My goodness. Yeah. So, Doyle, in the article, it states a guy's name. I'm hoping maybe you can use your law enforcement people and see if this person really exists.
The beneficial impact of technology on our
economy. Sure. And I'll be glad to go talk with him, whatever, you know, we need to do. Interview him, go out and see, whatever, you know. But I'll
send you the link. His name is Brad Ginn, G-I-N-N.
The most reputable sighting I've had.
Mm-hmm.
It's by a mathematics school teacher.
Okay.
Female. In 4 Mile. And she says that she's driving through 4 Mile, Kentucky.
Right.
And she paced and counted the steps of this creature. and she paced it steps across the road in front of her.
Right.
The road length is wide. I measured the road. It's 28 feet wide from one side to the other, US 25E.
Okay.
She said it took six strides, and she counted the strides to get 28 feet. Now, can you imagine that?
That's six almost 5 or 6 feet stride.
28 feet. Do the math on that, Tommy.
Yeah, that's close to 5 to 6 foot a stride.
That's a beast. That, I mean, if you take six strides to make 28 feet, that's a beast. And she counted them, and she's a mathematic wizard. She teaches mathematics to children here in Bell County. Reputable woman.
Wow. 4 miles. Okay,
six
I know where that's at. 28
feet.
Four miles, pretty rural over in that area.
Oh, God, yeah. It's very rural.
Yeah.
But right above that is the ridge that goes over into the Frakes community as the crow flies.
Right.
And that's where we've got our problem with the gas wells, where people at the gas wells who are trying to mine the gas wells are being attacked at night by these creatures. And they're getting to the point where they're scared to work gas wells. Everybody that works gas wells now carries firearms tonight because they're scared of what they're seeing and hearing over there. They can't do their jobs because they're scared to death of what's going on. And I can't figure out the correlation. And I said this a couple weeks ago. What is the correlation between the gas wells and the Bigfoot? Why do these damn things hate the gas well so bad?
I don't know. Maybe we can ask our viewers and listeners out there. They can email us give us some ideas.
I've asked, and I've tried to get some kind of I can't come up with any kind of correlation with that, but fossil fuel.
Bigfoot's our forest friend, and he wants to punish us for taking the fossil fuels out of the ground? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, but our gas well workers here in this area are scared. Multiple sightings, not just here in Tackett Creek, Tennessee, in 4 Mile, in Frakes, and Straight Creek, and US 119 up into Harlan County.
Right.
Various places in Harlan County. I'm getting, like I say, people call me all the time and say, look, I was up here at the gas well the other night. This thing come out of the woods and screamed at me and started throwing rocks at me. And I'm just trying to man my gas wells. And I'm scared to death. Would you come up here and do something? Can you come up here? And I'm only one person down here, Tom.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I've got me a team that I'm building down here. I've got the Bean Boys, and they're three brothers, and they're all tougher than Tarzan's feet. Every one of them, good boys. And I've got my brother, and I've got my nephews, and we're all stretching thin, but you can only camp and hide out and watch so much.
Sure.
And you know how elusive it is. It's a crazy business. You can have a thousand sightings in one week, and you can go camp out one night and not see nothing.
Exactly.
That's searching for Bigfoot, That's why they call him the
in
king
a nutshell.
Of, that's why they call him the king of hide and seek. Because
hide and seek, yep.
Most elusive some bitch there is out there.
And there's reason for it. You know that. Reason for it.
Oh,
just
yeah. I cannot be talking to all these credible people. I'm talking about, gas well workers, fire chiefs, school teachers. All these people here that are calling me because of my contacts with you and the
yep.
Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated team. And they're all calling me looking for answers. And I'm trying to give them answers, Tommy, and I can't give them to them because I just don't know what's going on here. This is crazy. But multiple. I mean, every week, like 3, 4, 5, 6 sightings a week.
We'll
every
have to
week,
a couple-day expedition and get down there and figure this out for these guys.
These people are scared. They're scared to do their jobs. They're
wow.
scared to go to work and man these gas wells and stuff at night and maintain the equipment and stuff because they're getting scared because these things are, you know, and they're all calling it Bigfoot. Bigfoot's coming out on us, you know. He's throwing rocks at us. He's growling at us. And they all have the same story. People don't even know each other. Same thing. Stink. Can't. Worse than a wet dog ever smelled. You start smelling it, and then you hear it. And the next thing you know, it's throwing rocks at you, and it's howling. What are you going to do? I mean,
hey, how far are you from Missouri?
Do what now?
How far are you from Missouri?
Opposite end of the state.
Again?
He's about 9 hours.
State.
Okay. I just got an email today from a guy from that area. He said, let me start out. He said, I haven't ever believed in Bigfoot. Oh, it seemed like it was a story you'd want to go to bed with. But recently, all of my relatives in Rolla, Missouri, have claimed to see a creature. I wish I had the pictures, but they just can't get them to me because they're way deep in the country. All I know is that there's been dog stealing, gun barrel twisting, giant footprints, and almost everyone there, it's a small community, seeing the thing. So please look into this. I sent him an email earlier today to try to get him to contact us, but I also got one from Pennsylvania and a lady out there. And in one of the, I guess there's a mountain up there that it's a recreational area. And her husband were out camping, and they had sights of some creatures.
Doyle, we're getting a lot of feedback from you, buddy.
Oh, from me?
Doyle.
Oh. Anyway, there was quite a bit of, two emails in a day here that I've gotten. I got to go, you know, I've sent them back emails to get a return from them because they didn't give any numbers or anything.
We're having just an incredible amount of sightings in eastern Kentucky, southeast Tennessee, southwest Virginia, and just this whole area, the tri-state area. If you get your map out and you look, where Kentucky, Virginia, and Tennessee come together, at the Cumberland Gap is where I live. And it's just, it's crazy at the amount of reports we're getting. I mean,
what do you think about that, Rocky, about this going on down in Kentucky? You got any conjecture or theories? Rocky or Sweet?
I would say around the gas well, I would think that maybe it's nothing more than just too much noise in their territory. Mm. Too much attention. Too many people.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense. You know.
Well, that's how me and Swede are when we get down to our little place there, Dutton.
Yeah.
We try to run everybody off too.
No, I got you. Doyle, you're going to have to turn off your TV, Doyle, or we're going to have to mute you out.
Just turn off my what?
Your TV. You got some background noise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Through.
I'm sorry. I was watching the Democratic debates here.
Yep.
Decided
yep.
that I wasn't going to vote for.
If you'll turn that off, please, I can keep you on the show.
There we go. Is that better?
That's it. There you go.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
So did you hear what Rocky said?
Was. Yeah, I heard what Rocky
that was
said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes sense, you know.
Well, and here's the thing is those gas wells, they're all out in the middle of nowhere. You know, they frack these wells. For some reason, these boys from Alabama are masters at fracking gas wells. Mm-hmm. And they come in here from Alabama, and they'll find gas in the middle of nowhere. And they frack these gas wells on property that's dead, that people don't, you know, just basically hunting property. You know, just and but they'll find gas in the middle of nowhere, down on riverbanks and whatever down here. But the thing is, that this is another thing that I was going to say, and it's another thing that I've noted, is that all of these gas wells are near a water source. Now, whether that be a natural falls or whether that be a natural spring, one of the local creeks or rivers, all the gas wells are near a water source, which would be conducive to somewhere where a Bigfoot may want to live, where he's got fresh water.
Well, maybe these caves have fracking going through them, and they're busting through their caves to get to where they need to get to, and that's what's bothering them.
See, there we go. Now you're thinking like Tommy Viscardi. I need your help down here for a few days. You know,
yeah.
Brother, I'll put you up. I'll feed you.
Oh, I'm not worried about that, brother. You know, that's easy. That's easy. Just got to get the time going, you know, with everything else happening, you know, and get down there with me and a couple other guys that I know I can trust here. But hopefully before the end of August, you know, maybe we'll get down there. I can't promise anything right now with all this editing and posts that we got for the new movie going on. But, you know, and learning all about this mud fossil stuff. You know, I mean, if you need me, I'm there. It's just going to take me a little bit to get down there, brother. You know that.
I know. You're only 4 hours from me, so
yep.
I'm just worried about, like, getting Rocky down here.
Yep.
I was so tickled the other day when you guys stopped by to see me. I missed
well,
Rocky.
We know we had to.
I can't stand it. Yeah. I got an idea for a movie, though.
Okay.
I got an idea for a movie, and I had an epiphany, and I had an actual dream about it. And I thought, let's meet Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, versus the Rocky Slavin Bear Wrestler, and go on a Bigfoot hunt together and make a movie about it.
There you go. I don't think we can afford Dwayne Johnson right now.
I'll call him.
Yeah, call him up.
He may not answer my phone, but I'll call him. But
okay.
Can you imagine putting The Rock from wrestling together with
again.
The Rocky Slavin? No, not an imitation Rocky. The Rocky Slavin.
Yeah,
and
it'd be kind
really
of neat
to
have
crazy,
him carry me around.
There's Stallone in there is Rocky Balboa. Put some boxing gloves on him and see if he wants to go in there and try to find Bigfoot in the woods with a pair of boxing gloves on. We'll send Rocky Slavin the Bear Wrestler in there with his knife. And we'll send Dwayne Johnson in there with all whatever he carries. And
we'll be carrying the Rock.
Talk about one hell of a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
The Rocks go Bigfoot hunting. Think about that.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I love these conversations. Yeah.
I have a second email here, and it's from Kim from Pennsylvania. If you like, I'd like to read it. It's got some good stuff in it.
Yeah, please. What's your name?
Hey, this is from Kim. My name is Kim, and I don't want you to think I'm crazy, but the place to be looking for Bigfoot is in the Bald Eagle State Forest in Pennsylvania. My sister and I were camping at a campsite 5, and we were just playing around, doing calls and knocking trees. That night, when we went into the tent to sleep, we were woken up to the sound of a big tree crashing to the ground not too far from us. The next day, we did some hiking through the woods, and we kept smelling this bad smell all around us. And when we were done, we went back to camp and had some food and had some wine coolers and started doing some wood knocks and calls. I got up to start a campfire when all of a sudden a great big boulder was thrown and hit a tree, big tree next to me. The boulder shook the very large tree. I looked at my sister to see if she had what she thought or anything of it. The next day, we packed up and to leave just to find out my battery was dead. So my sister walked to get help, and the park rangers asked my sister why we didn't leave last night. They told her that all the other campers left last night because of the Bigfoot sightings and sounds.
They scared off all the campers.
Yep. I thought it was pretty good. I sent her an email
that's
back.
That's funny.
And get her to come on the show.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, that's funny. Her sister with them wine coolers. They scared off all the campers with all their whoops and hollering and tree knocking.
That brings me back to my first encounter with Tommy Viscardi. You know, I thought Tommy was full of crap. I'll just be honest with you. And we went to first time we ever went out anywhere together, we had a fellow in Bell County that said that him and his love-making wife was interrupted in the back of the pickup truck in Jackie Creek, Tennessee.
Yep.
Remember that, Tommy?
Yep, I remember.
And we went up to Jackie Creek, Tennessee, and took this fool with us.
Yeah, we
and,
did.
And, you know, I went up there, you know, loaded for bear. You know, what was I carrying that night? Mini 14?
No, I had the Mini 14. You had the AR quick scope, the dot.
Yeah, and you had the Mini 14. There you go.
Yep.
And anyway, we went loaded for bear. And as soon as we got out, where this guy says that, you know, he experienced Bigfoot, that come up and while him and his wife were making love in the bed of their pickup truck, and Bigfoot came up to him. Tommy walked, automatically just walked over and said, "Bear scat," you know, it's a black bear. You know,
yeah.
He disproved that one real quick. So we thought. But just to appease this guy, Tommy went over there with his ball bat. He does some tree knocking and does some howling. You know, you let some yelps out. And I'm like, man, this is so stupid. This is so stupid.
It's the truth.
And that's what I was thinking to myself. This is the first time I ever went out anytime. Okay. My first experience ever. And we pulled out, and we were driving back out of the mountains there, and all of a sudden, we hear yelps.
Yep.
Just like what Tommy'd been doing. And tree knocks. Boom, boom, boom. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I mean, and I'm like, well, anyway, this other boy that took us up there was way ahead of us in his truck.
Yeah, he drove off.
Yeah, he drove off ahead of us. And I said, that son of a bitch. I said,
yep.
Tommy, I said, let's catch him. I said, I'm gonna knock a hole in his ass for messing with us. Because I thought he was messing with us. And I literally jerked him out of his truck and said, why are you screwing with us? He said, screw with you. And as we were standing there, me, Tommy, and him on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden we hear tree knocks and yelps.
Yep.
These whoops. Well, Tommy looks at me and grins. I looked at him and said, what the hell is that? I thought it was the guy that was with us was just trying to mess with us. I thought he was the one doing it. But it came way up on top of the ridge, way above us. And Tommy said, watch this. He went over there with his ball bat, walked over to a tree, and he yelled out a bunch of whoops that only he can do. I mean, I've tried to do it. I can't do it. Only Tommy can do it. But he yelled out a bunch of these whoops. And this is the craziest thing. I even reported this to what news station was it we were at, Tommy, when I told the story?
Oh, God. Out of Knoxville there,
was
whatever that one was.
In Kentucky, or it was one of the Lexington, Kentucky, or
WMTN or something like that. No, WMNT or something.
Yeah, I was telling them the story. They interviewed me about it.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, man, I said, Tommy would yell out like three whoops. And he would hit the tree like twice. And I'll be damned if they didn't get three whoops and two licks back on top of this ridge. Craziest thing. And I mean, it sent chills up my spine. Tommy grinned at me. He said, we got a Bigfoot. And I was like, ain't no way in hell, ain't no such thing. You know,
hooked ever since, Doyle. Hooked ever since, haven't you?
Hey, it, right there, hooked me. That got me right there. If that hooked me, and I've been hooked, and I've been team certified, team guaranteed. And damn, Bigfoot hunting ever since. It's just the most amazing thing. And,
oh, my God.
But Tommy just looked at me and gave me that little shitty Italian grin.
Grin.
And he said, we got a Bigfoot. And I'm like,
I just love it when somebody can finally go, huh? What? There's something to this shit. Yeah. You know, I got
to
say
in my life, I met Tommy when I was coaching his baby girl in T-ball. And I'm talking to this beautiful wife, Kimmy. If anybody doesn't know Tommy, he's got the most beautiful wife. The most gorgeous thing that ever drew breath, Kimmy. She's beautiful. And you're lucky to have her.
I am.
You're a little fun bitch. You're like a
girl. Oh, I know.
And
Kumi's
so beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's so talented. She can cook so good. And it's just, anyway.
Yeah.
But I got to meet these people through T-ball. And I was coaching a team down here in Kentucky. And his little girl was on my team. And we just ended up being a cooler family. And ended up cooking out and doing everything, you know, on a regular basis. And whenever we discovered that, actually, Hal found out that Tommy was a Bigfoot hunter was listening to the John Boy and Billy show.
Yep.
If anybody's familiar with that, that's a redneck radio show that's on the radio all over the country. And they had Tommy on there interviewing him one day. Remember that?
Wow, that's a long time. Oh, man, it was so long ago, Doyle. But it was just around the corner, though, you know. God dang, yeah. Wow. That's just nuts how time goes. I mean, that's almost 11 years ago, Doyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they put Tommy on the John Boy and Billy show. And I'm sitting there listening to the damn radio one morning, going to work, and listening to the John Boy and Billy show, and they're interviewing Tommy Viscardi about Bigfoot hunting. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hell, that topic, I coach his kid at the ball game, you know.
Yep.
And anyway,
I remember how you were about wanting to bring it up to you, Doyle. You were all like, you're like, yeah, aren't you like a Bigfoot hunter or something? And I'm like, no, I think you got me mixed up with somebody else. You know?
Yeah, no,
yep.
I figured you out. I was a detective back in those days.
Yep.
And
yep.
I figured
yep.
him out. And anyway, It's been a marriage made in heaven ever since, ain't it, little buddy?
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Wouldn't have changed any of it, not one bit. You know, it's just been wonderful. You know, hey, Marco, who else do we got on tonight? I'm going to have to be getting off here real soon. Marco Bill. I guess we lost Marco, though, Doyle.
Hello?
Hello?
Marco, where's the Rock at? Where's Rocky?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, you there, Rocky?
Yes, I am.
That's my other best friend. I was so fortunate to get to meet Rocky through Tommy. And I'll never be without Rocky Slayman.
How about
no, you won't, brother.
He's a hero of mine. I love Rocky Slayman. I've told him 1,000 times, if I was Wyatt Earp, he'd be my Doc Holliday.
He'll be your Huckleberry.
Yes, he is my Huckleberry. He is my main man. Even though he's lied to me several times. Can I tell a story about the Arkansas Rebel League?
No, I didn't lie to you. You asked me, would I not shoot that .44 Magnum off over your head anymore? And I said, no, I won't do that. So I used a .357 next time.
Yeah.
The third time, it was Tommy that did the shooting.
Yeah. So. And you bastards. Hey, Marco. They took me Bigfoot hunting in the old Dark Mountains. Okay.
Again.
This bunch right here took me Bigfoot hunting in the Ozark Mountains. And I'm not lying. Literally, like while we were driving up to where they were taking me to, there were bears walking down the side of the road and stuff. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere. And
got it.
Dirt road to Dutton. I'll never forget it. Dirt road to Dutton. Am I wrong, Rocky?
That's right.
took me on the dirt road to Dutton. I was almost in the dead lake. And
well, let's take a look here. TJ had a get off here. He's not feeling too good tonight. And he's sicker than me, so I just texted him and told him to go lay down. He wasn't feeling good before the show started. He just don't say anything about it. Ernie and Martin are there, and Ernie and Martin, how have you been doing this week?
Hey, I'm doing good. This morning.
How you doing, Martin?
Hey, Ernie.
I know you've been busy, huh?
Yeah, I've been digging. I'm doing some digging. I found this little, I would call it a baby, but when I measured it out, I think it's going to be more than 6 foot tall. But yeah,
That's a heck of a baby.
It was chewed up pretty bad, and I took out the inner guts where the guts would be, and there's a lot of black blood in there and a lot of damage, and I could see, I pulled a tooth out of its shoulder, where whatever it chewed on it left its tooth. And I took off one of the backbones up near the neck. The head's gone. But whatever this is, I don't believe they're human at all. They're like a humanoid because they got a backbone, a hip bone, a leg, and all that. But things don't look the same. The backbone doesn't look like ours. You know, I'm getting ready to go in. I'm going in a little further now. I'm going to see if there's a heart in there, maybe a fossilized heart.
You sound like a doctor. Hey, I'm getting ready to go in.
Yeah, well, I want to see if it's got ribs. If it don't have ribs, I don't know what kind of thing it is. But it's one leg is there. The foot's gone.
That's amazing.
The leg is broken. The leg was broken, so I know, you know, it was attacked pretty bad. It was all the body got crushed and the head got pulled off. And a lot of people don't know my story, but this is like a baby is laying on top of its father, I guess. The father giant I call Rex, and he's basically about 25 feet long, and the baby's laying on top of him, and his arm was pulled off, and the baby's like up under his arm, and its head's gone, and from like the shoulder down, I could tell it was crushed because a lot of black blood in there and a lot of, you just tell it was all, the clay just come out like real easy. There was damage in there. And I'm getting ready. I wish I had a way of scanning it, putting it through like a CAT scan or something instead of doing what I'm doing, because as soon as I get the clay out of the way, the bones start falling apart. And I want to try to keep them
everything
in order.
They do have these little ground-penetrating radars, a couple different kinds. Some are side-scan, some are, the regular.
I wish I could.
We just found one thing. It's like 79. It's like 7,900. That's a little out of my ballpark.
Yeah.
Well,
it can go through 10 feet or down.
Are used for oil and. Or tunnels, like in North Korea.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
North Korea does have lots of tunnels they come under, and they can actually take armies through those tunnels and come up into the South Korea areas there. So they have all kinds of little tunnel detecting devices. In fact, that's where they perfected the side scan radar to find them.
Yeah, that's what Martin really needs is something like that to get in there and really look at this stuff before, digging it all up, because it's so important what he found. It's really important history.
My land is
history.
So full of bodies, and it's not only people, and I'm thinking just humanoid people. I don't think it's like American people or anything like that. I don't know where they come from, but they don't have body parts like we do. The teeth are different. The backbones are different. All kinds of stuff is different. But I've got so many, and these creatures that came in and ate them. These creatures have powerful jaws.
They have a side scan radar that when they were down in, when they were down there looking at the skeletons that we found, and they had a side scan and a ground penetrating radar. We can find out where they got it.
Yeah, we got to get something like that.
Machines, but, he didn't bring them when he came out to the house. And I told him, boy, that was so important that he would have brought them, because I've got four fields, and I'm pretty sure every field's probably got a death scene, you know, creatures. I don't know what these things are, but they got powerful jaws, and they got fangs, and when they bite down hard, they lose their teeth. I'm always finding their teeth everywhere. And every time I find something, like I found an animal, it looks like a goat, not really sure what it is, but it was bitten.
It got teeth in it,
really
I bet.
Bad around its neck, and it was all, the clay was black. It was so badly damaged on its neck, and it got bitten
wow.
on its shoulder area and its back area, and one of the legs was gone. And it's just, it looks like there's another creature, like, eating on it. It's like, it's really weird. I'm finding these creatures. I don't know what they are. They got a small head, a big mouth, and a long neck, and lots of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know what it sounds like to me.
I think it could be either dragon-related kind of thing or something, sea creature. Maybe when the oceans came up, they came in with the tide or something. Because these giants that I'm uncovering so far, it's like, especially with Rex, he's got at least eight of these things eating on him, if not more. I found probably eight of them so far. I'm nowhere near being done. So I could probably safely say there's a dozen of these creatures eating on him.
Well, I can't wait to get there and see this.
All different sizes. There's a huge one. It's got his head in its mouth. There's a one that's like a medium size. Got his hand in its mouth. There was these little ones that ate the little baby.
That's the thing that gets me, though, Mark. We got to. It's amazing that the hand is missing. That it's in the mouth because we can't count the fingers. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Find out if it's got six fingers, six toes.
I'm really tempted just to go ahead and dig into that one creature's mouth and see if his fingers aren't still there. See if they're still attached, because he could have made a grip like he was going to punch him or something, and it went right in his mouth. I don't really know for sure, but. It pulled his arm off of his body, and his arm is laying about a foot in front of his body, and then the baby is in between, like, him and his arm, but part of the baby is still on his body. It's kind of, kind of strange, but it's like, and I think his arm is going over another body. I think it might be his woman. Maybe it was him, his woman, and his child, and they were all attacked, they were attacked by a whole slew of these things. Like,
wow.
He didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance of surviving.
It's but like you need crime scene.
Every time I find a fossil, I find a creature eating on.
Wow. You need crime scene tape around it.
My next dig, I'm going to dig up one of the creatures next. I got two of them there, like facing face to face, and they've got like a torso in their mouths, and they're sharing it. It's wild. The clay on them is red. That's when I know I hit when I get to an animal, it's usually red clay. And then the people are like a gray clay, sometimes brownish, sometimes gray. And these two creatures are face-to-face, facing different directions, but they're still face-to-face. And there's a torso with a lot of bones and stuff, and it was like a grayish clay in their mouth. So it's got a little head, a long neck. I haven't got to the rest of the body yet. It kind of goes downhill some, so I got to keep following the body. But
right.
It's real exciting, but it would be nice to have a ground penetrating, and I can just scan it and follow the skeleton and see what all I got in the fields, because the place is full. No matter where you put your shovel, you're digging out fossils.
Wow.
And there's teeth everywhere.
There.
I can compare the teeth. The humanoids have a different kind of tooth than the animals. Totally different kind of teeth.
Wow.
And it's like when I was digging on that little kid, it had a tooth stuck right in his shoulder. I don't see the arm. The arms aren't there. So there's no telling how many little animals came in and just like took what they wanted off of it. One got the head and something got the arms and one grabbed a took the foot, and then I don't know where the other leg is yet. It's laying on its side. I can see the left leg, and the knee and the leg, but the foot's gone. And then the other, the right leg is not, I haven't found it yet. But it's probably, in the field. That's why I wish I had a scanner. I could find all the body parts.
That's amazing.
Well, maybe TJ has knowledge of where one is.
See, I think
yeah,
that would
be great.
But I don't know how.
Well, they
you know,
used one. They used actually used two of them, a white scanner and then another scanner that was. That's when they were down in Texas, at Paris, Texas.
I'm gonna probably. I'll probably call some of these rental companies around here and see if anybody.
Well, that's
knows
what I was
going to
say. See, you're not going to want to buy it, but what you might be able
no,
to
I
do is rent
one
thing for a period of time to use it because they use them for, like, you know, different oil kind of things and construction and stuff like that. They use them a lot.
Oh, okay. So, might be a good chance to be able to rent one.
That would be great.
Yeah. It sure would be faster than digging because it's really, you know, it's weird when you're digging, you're sweeping the dirt away and then you got clay. You got to go into the clay to see what bone is there because it's covered in, you know, the clay is the flesh and it's covered up. So I'm sitting there and I'm digging and it's like all of a sudden I'll see something and then it falls loose on me. And I was like, man, if I just had something where I could scan it, I could see every bone. The bone would be in exact place as it was. And when they've been bitten, the powerful jaws clamp down on their body, kind of like busts them up. So I can't
Mark,
really.
Yeah. You can't feel bad, man, because you're doing this all yourself. You know, you're doing the best.
Yeah.
It's tedious work. It's very tedious
work. It's real slow going. I spend like 2 hours, and it seems like I'm not really getting anywhere. But you don't know how tempting it is just to take a shovel and like with that one thing, it looks like a goat. I'm so tempted just to go in deep underneath its back iron and pop it up and see how it comes up. See if it comes up in one full piece with a skeleton or what. But I can tell it was attacked severely. When I moved some of the clay off of its neck, it left grooves. All the stuff that was damaged, all the black. I mean, it was like really, really like a grayish-black clay. I was like, what in the world? Look at this stuff, you know? And it was in the whole downside of the neck. And when I got it out of the way, broomed it out, then I saw these grooves going through like claw marks. Through its neck, so it was attacked severely by one of them, and then I guess I still haven't found the head yet. It's like,
wow.
I got to go deeper to see if the head skeleton's there. I don't see it in a form, like a clay form, so as far as I know, it just took its head off, too. But whoever buried it on top of another, of a giant. So I've got to get it out of the way in order to get to the next giant.
Oh man!
Yeah,
well, Doyle,
one of the highest
you got mounds. Any questions for Martin? Doyle?
Hello,
Doyle. Yeah, Doyle. You got any questions for Martin?
I got, in all my heart, I just can't do mud fossil.
It's a lot to take in.
I can't believe that something's 92 feet long and smothered with a covered baby and all this. I can do Bigfoot, but I can't. Dude, bud fossil. I'm out of
here. It's all good.
Well,
it's all good.
You'll be surprised when you learn mud fossils, then everything else opens up to you. Mud fossils is like key to everything in life, I got to say, because you'll see the world. When you learn what a mud fossil is and how it was done, how it was made, and what happened in the past that we never was taught, your eyes will you will wake up and you will see the world is a whole new world.
That's it. I'm uneducated on mud fossils. I don't know enough about what you're doing to understand what you're doing.
As far as I know, I'm probably the only person that has what I have. Once
you publish your technology and I can read it and I can put it into my mind, then I will accept it and I will go with it. but I
yeah, understandable.
Right, well, they have videos online about it.
I've got some videos on YouTube. I'm a how-to guru. When I first started, I didn't know really what I was digging. I saw a texture in the rock. And I was just going to pop it up with a shovel and look at it, but it was too big for me to pop it up. So I just started following it. Figure, I got to come to the end of this sooner or later, you know, see if this is a boulder or what in the world it is. And I followed the arm.
Right.
I was up around his forearm. I was at his forearm. And I just went down to his elbow.
I also posted on Facebook tonight, I've met rock bottom. And it looks like an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's probably just what it is.
I've met rock bottom, as I have. And, you know, I've published that. But I don't know what technology you're using. I don't know what. I don't understand your technology.
Well, that's all the same thing, the earth being flooded. When God flooded the earth, when the ocean, the salt water in the ocean rose, it took about a year for the water to go down. So everything that died soaked in the salt water for a year. And then there was lead floods. Mud started just flooding down the hills, and it covered them up. So they soaked for a while in salt water, which turned their bones into a rock, and it turned their flesh into clay. And then the mud came down and covered them up, and they got buried for thousands of years, probably 4,500 years or whatever it's been.
I found
the arm sticking up out of the ground, and I started digging the arm, and I went down to the elbow and up to the shoulder, and then I found his head. And his head was like 6 feet across. I'm like, holy crap, this thing is huge. I measured him from the top of his head down to his elbow, and he was 8 feet. So, hey, a normal person's only 2 feet. From his head to his elbow. So I figured this thing's got to be 24 feet. And then the more I searched, the more I dug, and the more I found, I just kept finding more stuff. I ended up finding a big burial ground of giants. And I know there's one area I have probably 18 or 20 of them, and they're all just thrown in during like a mass grave. And I think they either threw them in a pile and then the mud came down and covered them up, or somebody buried them.
And I've been following you on the radio show. It's just I don't understand what all you do. I don't.
Well, that's I started it off with Tom. I drove down to Tom in San Francisco. Well, I found before I met Martin, I talked to Tom and TJ because I found mud fossils like what Martin is talking about, except I found Bigfoot parts, what I believe to be Bigfoot parts. And so I drove down to San Francisco. I drove down to see Tom, and I showed him what I had. And he thought, here's this long-haired dude, you know, showing up with rocks, you know. But I explained it all to him. And TJ, you know, did some studying up on it. And they went down to see a scientist in Texas that has a mud fossil finger, a petrified finger on YouTube. And what TJ brought down, a sample that I had, was better than what the guy had, you know? And he poo-pooed on it, right? Or, I don't see anything biological here. Well, and TJ said his mouth hit the floor because he's like, well, dude, this is better than what you have. What are you talking about? You know? But that's just the way it goes. And the parts that I found, I gave 8 of my best Bigfoot samples to Tom. And he's got them. And and then they asked me to do the show, and I'm like, wait a minute, what I found is nothing. What this man found here is this is where you got to look because this is something that's going to change history. I mean, I know I had something big when I hit the Bigfoot stuff, but what Martin had, I felt like, not embarrassed, but I felt like, you know, man, what I have is nothing, man, because this guy's got full bodies. And that's
the most important thing. With me having the full bodies, if we could scan it with a scanner, then we could see every bit of every bone and what got broken or not got broken or whatever. But we could see, hey, there's a hip, there's a thigh, there's a knee, there's an ankle, and we could see exactly what each thing looks like. So when you find them on the ground scattered, you say, hey, here's a knee to somebody, or here's somebody's ankle, or here's their toe. things like that. If we could just scan the whole bodies, we would be able to see the skeleton and what every piece looks like when it's deformed from soaking in salt water.
Hey, Martin, could you do me a favor?
I'm not.
Yeah.
There are some videos on YouTube that are very basic on the mud fossils and stuff. So, in other words, it's not where it's the scientific aspect of it. I mean, it actually, the picture says 1,000 words when you're going through things, right? And can you give me some links to that you're used? There's a
like
school, I know
University
that, but some other things. What I want to do is I want to take a look at all those, put them together, and so that people can come up on our webpage, and if they want to learn about them, they can simply go in and, you know, there's a couple in there that are specific to, you know, what we're talking about here, and it might be easier because a lot of people don't understand. I mean, you had to take some time to go in there and find out about mud fossils and what was what in it and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it
still
started out like that,
learning.
Right?
It's a learning process.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to try to do is put something out there where people like Doyle and myself and other people could go up there and look at this stuff and understand at least the basics of it.
Well,
without having to go into
from Mud Fossil University.
Roger Spurrier, he's got hundreds of videos and he's really technical. He's a really smart guy. He can explain things better.
That's how we learn.
If they want to see, can see my movies all they want. I just don't know if I'm explaining any good.
No, I'm going too.
Just give me a link to start out, and I'll look at it.
Can I have a word, Marco?
Sure.
This is the show again.
I'm
not disclaiming anything you're saying. I'm saying that I am ignorant to what you are doing. Now, my ignorance is not an embarrassment. Ignorance is not stupidity. It just means a lack of knowledge.
Of course.
Yeah, I still don't
understand. That's what I'm trying to do. What I want to do, Doyle, is I want to I have the same issue, okay? I mean, this is the first time this past month has been, I mean, I had never even thought of anything like this before. And until I started seeing some of this stuff, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And then when I read a little bit about it and learned a little bit about, you know, some of the stuff, the basics of it, there's a lot of stuff, my God. And what these guys, what these two guys have got, I just can't believe. I mean, this is big stuff.
I'm
really glad that no one ever plowed my fields. If they would have been plowed, the bodies would have been scattered. You'd never know it was a body. You'd only see rocks laying everywhere. But with this way, you can see how he's laying in the grave, and we can look and see how his skeleton goes, and you can see his backbone. I mean, like, they got a backbone nothing like our backbone. It's flat on top and bottom. It's pointy, but it doesn't look like it has any place for, like, a spine for the spinal cord to go through.
The spinal cord,
It's like, where's the spinal cord? On the outside of the bone or inside? You know, it's not. I can't see how to go up to the inside.
A link to get started?
Marco?
And my email or my text, either one. And then what I want to do is I want to take a look.
But you could go on YouTube and watch them if you're talking about my videos.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
If I go to
YouTube and I talk about, you know, what can I get? Can I see the whole thing or what? I've seen a couple already.
If you go in, if you put in my How to Guru, HOWTOGURO, just How to Guru in the topic, in the search, and then you'll see my face, gray beard, and you can click in and go into there, and then it should show you every video that I made. I've got like I think 19 or 21 something videos of the of digging.
Yeah, up to 19.
There are a few missing because they were only like a minute long, or 30 seconds or something, and I kind of decided just to take them out. But
okay,
my best ones is like number 12 is a good one, and I think number 13. And
put some links and things up there so people can come up and they can take a look at that and learn a little bit about it.
Yeah, we could do that. No problem.
Very few people know about this.
Yeah, we could do
that.
That's
Flintstone no problem. Than Ernie could probably help out. Right, Ernie?
I'm more of
a Flintstone than you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here, we're about five minutes after the hour here.
Yeah, Mark.
I
want to
thank you guys for all coming on. Doyle. Ernie.
I just want to be educated.
Martin, thanks.
I'm sorry.
Appreciate it.
Look,
I'm
good,
not,
man.
I'm not
no problem. I'll send you.
Grave. I just want to be educated.
Now we'll help you out. No problem. No problem, Doyle. No problem.
Yeah, we can teach anybody that's interested. It's the hard part is you get people that just
right,
blow you
right.
off. And, oh, you're crazy, and they blow you off, and you can't tell them nothing. They won't listen to you. But if someone's willing to learn, we'll say it to you.
My ignorance is not your fault.
Well, we're still learning too, and you know I'm being
I'm a Flintstone. I admit.
Not to spoil them.
Yeah, Marco, I'll get that stuff to you during the week.
Yeah, no problem. It gives me something. I can make a web page like basically
yeah.
that takes all those links
yeah,
and puts them in, so
yeah,
people could go up there and look
no
at
problem.
All those things.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No problem at all.
Okay,
you
guys. Well, thanks so much for coming on tonight. Everybody made the show here. And
I was like talking about the giant.
I guess they were supposed to make the show, didn't make it.
Oh, I'm always willing to talk about the Giants. Everybody wants to hear me. Everybody wants to listen.
Okay. You take care. Good night, everybody.
Right.
We'll see you next week.
Keep
live and keep Bigfooting.
Night,
see everybody next week. Take care.
Hey, Joel.
Have a good
one. From Kentucky, tell everybody good night. Love you guys. Keep Bigfooting.
All right. Have a good one. See you next week.
Bye now.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together, reason for the facts.